This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Britain says it will declare Russia's Wagner mercenary group a banned terrorist organization. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the group remains a threat to global security even after the death of leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, adding an order will be introduced in Parliament on Wednesday to proscribe the group under the Terrorism Act. The designation, once approved by lawmakers, will bar membership in or support for Wagner, whose fighters were involved in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The ban also will allow the authorities to seize the organization's assets. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A Spanish soccer star has now formally accused her country's disgraced soccer federation president of sexual misconduct. AP correspondent Gethin Kubar reports.
Spanish soccer player Jenny Hermoso has accused Luis Rubiales of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips without consent after the Women's World Cup final, the country's prosecutor's office said Wednesday. Rubiales, the now suspended president of the Spanish Soccer Federation, kissed Hermoso on the lips during the award ceremony after Spain beat England to win the title on August 20th in Sydney, Australia. Rubiales has insisted the kiss was consensual. Hermoso has denied that in statements issued by her and her players' union. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Japan launched a rocket Thursday carrying what it hopes will be its first successful moon lander. The H-2A rocket blasted off carrying the precision Moon Sniper lander, which is expected to touch down on the moon's surface in 4 to 6 months. The liftoff had been postponed 3 times by bad weather. The rocket was also carrying a research satellite developed by the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, the European Space Agency, and the U.S. Space Agency, NASA. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Interior Department has canceled the remaining 7 oil and gas leases located in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the U.S. northwestern state of Alaska. The leases were granted during the final days of the administration of former President Donald Trump. The department also proposed stronger protections against development on vast areas of the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The cancellation of the leases angered congressional Republicans, but pleased environmentalists who were disappointed by President Joe Biden's approval of a massive drilling project in the petroleum reserve that could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day. Russia's embassy in the U.S. says a decision by the United States to provide depleted uranium tank ammunition to Ukraine is a clear sign of inhumanity. The 120-millimeter anti-tank rounds will be used to arm the Abrams tanks the U.S. plans to deliver to Ukraine this fall. Russia has previously warned the West against sending the munitions, which it falsely claims have nuclear components. While depleted uranium is a byproduct of the uranium enrichment process needed to create nuclear weapons, it cannot generate a nuclear reaction, but the radioactive properties do carry some risks. The UN nuclear watchdog has urged caution when handling the munitions. An Africa climate summit has ended in Kenya, with leaders calling on the global community to act urgently to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, fulfill its obligations, and keep financial promises to fight climate change. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
Kenyan President William Ruto said.
Officials say the group.
Spanish soccer player Jenny.
Kenyan President William Ruto said the agreement reached at the conference shows the seriousness of African states to help solve the climate change crisis.
The Africa Climate Summit is both a demonstration of the unwavering collective commitment of the people of Africa to their vision to make humanity's first home here in Africa, a land of abundant potential, limitless opportunity, and the possibility of shared prosperity.
The summit, which began Monday and ended Wednesday, focused on green growth in Africa and finding financing solutions to support the programs aimed at mitigating the effects of climate change, which affects the continent's estimated 1.3 billion people. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The UN Weather Agency says Earth endured its hottest northern hemisphere summer ever measured, with a record warm August capping a season of brutal and deadly temperatures. August was about 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than pre-industrial averages, the warming threshold that the world is trying not to pass. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.